Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I'm Pastor Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Our reading today comes from 1 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter. The writer says, "Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints." The writer is talking about hoping that the people that he's writing to at Thessalonica will continue to grow in their love for God, that they will grow in their love not only for God, but for one another and for those around them. God fills us with that love each day. I don't know that I've ever run out of God's love, and I ask people if they've ever run out of God's love, and no one has ever told me they did. Because God's love is so great. He loves us so much, and we could never run out of that love because he pours it into us each and every day. God's love is so great, so wide. And it fills us and it overflows. It can't help but overflow into our lives and into the lives of the people we come in contact with. Does that mean we're always the perfect child? No, we're not. We do things and we say things that we know we shouldn't do or don't do things we know we should. But God's love, as it fills our lives, fills the lives of other people. We never know what an impact we have on one another. I was reminded of a story of a young girl who used to go to high school each day, and she was always bubbly, and she would speak to the teachers, and she would speak to the janitor every day, and she would, you know, just say, "Hi, how are you? I hope you have a wonderful day. You're looking good today." Something. She always said something nice. So she was having a bad day one day, and the janitor sat down beside her, and he said, "What's wrong?" And she says, "What do you mean, what's wrong?" He said, "Well, you're always so happy and so upbeat. You always speak to me, but today you were sad." She had made an impact on his life that he had noticed that she always spoke to him. And when she needed him, he came to her side and asked her if he could help her. God's love does that. It affects us, and it impacts the people that we meet. Sometimes it may not seem like a whole lot when we look at somebody and we smile and we say hello or how are you today. When we take the time to be nice to someone, you know, you can't ever downplay how much that may make an impact on someone else. No, it may not make a difference, but that one little act of kindness may make their day turn and be happier, turn and be better. God loves us. God fills us with that love, and he helps us to grow in that love so that we can share it. How do we share God's love? Again, we share it in simple ways, in helping one another in God's love, of calling someone who's not been feeling well and tell them that we're thinking of them, of sending notes, of paying visits. Sometimes it's the simple things we do for others out and about in the community. Helping someone who's struggling with all their bags, or helping someone who's got two or three children who all want to go a different direction. If you've raised children, you know what that means. And of course, you know, there's all kinds of ways that we can make a difference. A smile makes a world of difference. I invite you to think of all the ways that you can share God's love this holiday season, that you can be that person that helps others grow in God's love and in God's grace. Today and every day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your love abounds in us. It pours through us and out of us and into our lives. We can't help but share your love. Help those who are touched by your love grow in your love. Help them to know you and come to know you better through the love that we share each and every day. Lord, thank you so much for all you do for us, and the way that you have made our lives better so that we can help make other lives better. For in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Again, this is Abiding Joy, and I am Pastor Patricia Reap.